Next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
On October 7th, 2023, Hamas set in motion a bloody conflict with a horrific terrorist attack on Israeli civilians. It was a heinous, cowardly act that was condemned the world over. Hamas has a history of violence going back 3 decades. It had been designated as a terrorist organization by several governments, including the United States. To help hinder Hamas's ability to operate, the United States is focusing on the group's financial flow. In January, the U.S. Department of State announced a reward of up to $10 million for information on Hamas financial facilitators Abdelbasit Hamza el-Hassan Kahir, Amir Kamal Sharif al-Shawa, Ahmed Sadu Jaleb, Walid Mohammed Mustafa Jadala, and Muhammad Ahmad Abdaldaim Nasrallah. Kahir, also known as Hamza, is a Sudan-based Hamas financier who has managed numerous companies in Hamas's investment portfolio and was involved in a large financial transfer to Hamas. Al-Shawa, Jaleb, and Jadala are all part of Hamas's investment network in Turkey. Al-Shawa is the chief executive officer for Trend GYO, and he has served as a board member for several Hamas investment portfolio companies. Jaleb is the Hamas investment portfolio secretary. He coordinates various activities for Hamas-controlled companies and officials, while Jadala serves on the boards of several investment portfolio companies. Nasrallah has been involved in the transfer of tens of millions of dollars to Hamas. Late last year, all 5 men were named specially designated global terrorists by the U.S. Treasury Department under Executive Order 13224, as amended. If you or anyone you know has information on Kahir, al-Shawa, Jaleb, Jadala, or Nasrallah, or their financial operations, please contact Rewards for Justice via Signal, Telegram, or WhatsApp at +1-202-702-7843 worldwide. All information will be kept strictly confidential. More information about this reward offer can be found on the Rewards for Justice website, which is located at www.rewardsforjustice.net. All credible reports will be investigated, and the identity of all informants will be kept confidential.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government.